1. Why can't evolution be true? There are many reasons, however, it really comes down to the bedrock of evolution, which is the theory of random. The concept of random is impossible and doesn't exist. For example, if I threw dice, I could calculate how it would land every time based on the force, the speed, the angle of the throw, and the coefficient of friction. Random only exists for those who don't know the formula. But for the formula to exist in the first place, a set of parameters are needed to be established for the formula to be constructed. Everything is purposeful. Nothing ever operates by random, so how can evolution be true? Said another way, if we bang two big rocks together for eternity, will there ever be a spark of life? Or if I put pieces of a watch in a bag and swung it around for, say, 20 billions of years, do you ever think that at one point there will be a fully functional watch in the bag? Really? The theory of evolution takes it even a step further. They would say it will turn into a grandfather clock by random. Here are a few scientific arguments against evolution. One of the first geological time periods is the Cambrian Age, where there was an explosion of life at one time. It was not over billions of years. Another scientific fact is that the bacterial flagellum motor, found in the cell and a key component to the cell, looks like an outdoor motor. It could never have been built by natural selection, but has the fingerprints of a designer all over it. Or what about the simple logic that there isn't any evidence that species becomes other species, like an eagle becoming a finch or a lion becoming an elephant? Nor is there any evidence that there are half humans and half apes today. The similarity in body parts just shows a common designer, not the absence of one. Why can't species change? Because it is in the very fabric of their designed DNA. DNA is precise coding information, a program for each species and for each individual. Who do you think designed it? If I said that the book you are reading now randomly came together as letters fell from the sky in that specific array, would you think I am crazy? That is what evolution expects you to believe. DNA is far more complex than a book, and far more specific. Even the scientific ancestry dating methods know better. Where the XY and XX chromosomes never link back to any ape, but prove that the human population started with one man and one woman. Literally Adam and Eve. What about the population of 7 billion people today? It has a realistic starting point of 5,000 years ago, not millions. If you don't believe, do the math yourself, it isn't difficult. Another interesting fact is that over 20 million people have documented near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences where they have left their bodies, including blind people, and have come back to tell people what they saw. What does that mean? It means that life is so complex that it transcends beyond the physical, beyond the atom. Even science confirms that everything physical is made up of the invisible. It is just a variation of frequency, sound waves. Where do you think these specific designed waves come from? From the beginning, the Bible has said that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things that can be seen, Hebrews 11 verse 3. Everything came into existence literally through the audible word of God. Science can't prove or account for math and logic, metaphysical truths, ethical judgments, aesthetic judgments, and science itself. What is the conclusion? The Apostle Paul said, God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Therefore, I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling in you, which is found only in Yeshua.